she gonna die. Home, oh, take no prisoner, no haunt, spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Oh, gumball, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you safe and get you for hell bells. Yeah, hell bells. You got me right, hell bells. Temperatures high, hell bells. I'll give you back sensations up and down your spine. You're an evil, you're a friend of mine. See the white light flashing as I split the night. Cause if it's on the left, you know I'm sticking to right. Won't take no prisoners, no hogs, spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. Oh, got my bell, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you safe and get you for hell's bells. Oh, hell's bells. You got me ringing hell's bells. My temperature's high, hell's bells.
Get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
I look at you!
Take it to heart, burn. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is Heaven and Hell as we build up to our Halloween spooktacular. We began that last set with my Plastic Sushi Preachers Give Me Money remix of the 10th Planet's song called Ghosts. Thanks again to Chuck Yu for originally broadcasting those two 20th century preachers many years ago on one of his Good Friday Easter shows on our sister station, WMBR, MIT's radio station. Next up was slide guitar virtuoso Sonny Landreth with Hell at Home from his album The Road We're On. Then we heard Billie Holiday, For Heaven's Sake, followed by Run DMC and Raising Hell. Adrian Belew was next with Heaven's Bed, and then Hacy Dixie with a very cool bluegrass-style cover version of AC/DC's Hell's Bells. I just love that bicycle bell they used at the beginning. And we finished things off with Kiss and Heaven's on Fire. My ambiance right now is Moby with a track from his Everything Is Wrong album. This is God Moving Over the Face of the Waters. In the next set, we're going to be hearing a cowboy tale, a spoken word piece from Gene Bernath, and then some Frank Zappa, the Armenian duduk player, Jivan Gasparian, and David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, a song from his solo album, On an Island. We're also going to be hearing more from Richard Dawkins discussing the pilgrims who go to the Sanctuary of Our Lady of Lourdes in France. The spring water from the grotto there is believed by some to possess healing properties, and an estimated 200 million people have visited the shrine since 1860. And the Roman Catholic Church has officially recognized 66 healings that they consider to be true miracles. Musically, we're going to start off this next set with a song by one of my four biggest musical idols, that crazy Mexican genius arranger, producer, composer, Esquivel. And I'm going to be sending it out to DJ Easy Ed, who I know is also a big Esquivel fan. Here's My Blue Heaven from Esquivel.
Boys and girls sleeping on the beach side by side, unchaperoned. Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
The only way to get the ratings up is if the show is a little steamier.
Steamier? How the hell am I gonna make it any steamier?
Oh, and wouldn't you know it, I have a whole bag of chicks over there to play with that we haven't even explored yet.
Me out. This is a great stress relief. The devil in Hades, we're told, was chained, and for 1,000 years remained. He did not grumble, nor did he groan, but determined to make a hell of his own where he could torture the souls of men without being chained in that prison pen. So he asked the Lord if he had on hand anything left when he made the land. The Lord said, "Yes, I had lots on hand, but I left it down on the Rio Grande." So the devil went down and he looked at the stuff and said, "If it comes as a gift, he'd be stuck. For after examining it carefully and well, he found it was too dry for hell." So, in order to get it off in his hands, the Lord promised the devil to water the land. For he had some water, or rather some dregs that smelled just like a case of bad eggs. So the deal was made, and the deed was given, and the Lord went back to his home in heaven. "Now," says the devil, "I have all that's needed to make a good hell." And hence he succeeded. He puts thorns on the cactus and horns on the toads and scattered tarantulas along the road. He gave spiral springs to the bronco steed and poisoned the feet of the centipede. And all will be mavericks unless they bore thorns and scratches and bites by the score. The sandbirds prevail, and so do the ants. And those who sits down needs half soles on their pants. The heat in the summer is 110. Too hot for the devil. Too hot for men. Oh, the wild boar roams the black chaparral. It's a hell of a place he's got for hell. The red pepper grows on the banks of the brooks. The Mexicans use them in all that they cook. Just dine with a Mexican and then you'll shout, "I got hell on the inside as well as the out."
It amazes me how much dust collects up here in just 1 year.
Yeah, I guess I always seem to miss the attic when I clean. Now, where did we put those ornaments? Hey, honey, look what I found.
What is it?
It's the box where I put our picture albums. You were so thin when we were first married.
Yeah, well, I guess I have gained a little, haven't I?
Well, yeah. But that just means there's more of you for me to love. Oh, those were sure hard days.
You know, I have to admit it. There were a few times when I thought I might lose you.
I'll never forget what you whispered to me while I was at the hospital. You said, "No matter what happens, I meant what I said on a wedding day. I'll be by your side until God takes us home."
You know, aside from salvation, you're the greatest gift God's ever given me.
One man for one woman for life.
creation. Corruption. Catastrophe. Confusion. Christ.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Cross. Consummation. The Bible is much more than simply a book containing interesting stories. It's a history book that reveals the major events of history that are foundational to the Bible's important messages. This has been a message from Answers in Genesis at AnswersRadio.com.
God, that was really beautiful.
Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something.
You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody.
What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
جان پرد نرنگ من کرگو ارگو جان پرد.
Daylight reveals more of this shrine, where a myth is perpetuated that a virgin who gave birth, Christ's mother Mary, appeared here once to an impressionable, and I do mean impressionable, young girl. The faithful make the pilgrimage here because they believe that terrible afflictions can be cured by dragging their poor bodies up to a pool of water where the Virgin Mary made her miraculous appearance. In reality, they're probably more likely to catch something from the thousands of other pilgrims who've wallowed in the same water.
Is it something that Catholics feel they ought to do in their life, rather like Muslims going on the Hajj to Mecca?
Oh, yes, but you don't have to be Catholic to do it. I've really had any religion to become, because I know
yes.
quite a few people who are not Catholics at all, and they have been.
Yes. And what are you hoping to get out of it?
Well, I've got a lot out of it. I've got faith, I've got trust,
yes.
and a belief that there is a person up there stronger than any medical person.
Right. What about the cure, then?
It may seem tough to question these poor, desperate people's faith. But isn't bracing truth better than false hope? What is the evidence for any miracles?
There are actually 66 declared miracles. There are about 2,000 unexplained cures here. But then we will say there are millions of people who have been healed in different ways.
Healed in some sort of mental way. Healed in spiritual way
of people who have come to terms with their own particular situation. People who have rediscovered God in their lives again. People who have received a new grace here in the Lord.
So you tend to get about 80,000 per year.
There's about 80,000 Sikh pilgrims who come here every year.
That's been going on for more than a century now, about a century and a half.
Yes.
So 80,000 per year, not those 66 have been cured. You see what the way I'm thinking.
Yeah. So the hard fact is that over the years, with their millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, It adds up to no evidence at all.
I can't help remarking that nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have got better anyway.
People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond. Millions of pilgrims, there have been 66 supposed miracles. Statistically, it adds up to no evidence at all.
I can't help remarking that nobody has ever had a miraculous regrowing of a severed leg. The cures are always things that might have got better anyway.
People lean on their faith as a crutch, but I fear the comfort it provides is a shallow pretense. And I want to look at how the suspension of disbelief inherent in faith can lead to far more dangerous ideas beyond.
I picked a hell of a day to quit drinking.
Bread and pour the wine. I need We mean to cancel the world you civilized people made. We will simply erase history from the time that machinery and weapons threatened more than they offered. And when you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone.
Damn you all to hell! I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
petting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
petting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
petting and burning,
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You're tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme is called Heaven and Hell, and we began that last set with Esquivel and My Blue Heaven from his album Music from a Sparkling Planet. And thanks to DJ Easy Ed for turning me on to that. And then we heard from Gene Bernath, a spoken word piece called Hell in Texas from a CD, Original Cowboy Poets. Next up was Frank Zappa with Hog Heaven from Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. And then we heard Jivan Gasparian, the Armenian Duduk player, collaborating with Michael Brook. That piece was called Dark Souls. And then David Gilmour, the guitarist from Pink Floyd, a track called This Heaven from his On an Island album. And then a very industrial electronic band, Jiver J, that was Run Like Hell from their Stitched album. My ambiance right now is provided by Cheryl Gunn. This is Temple Cat from her album The Sun at Midnight. Sounds very Tangerine Dream-like to me. In our final set, we're going to be hearing from the Talking Heads, Tangerine Dream, Wendy Carlos, and Kevorkian Death Cycle. But first, we're going to start off with a piece by a local band, Urban Ambiance, that includes Bob McCloskey, Michael Bloom, and Chuck Yu.
Have they gone?
I'm not sure. I can't see them out there.
What are they? Where did they come from?
I don't know. They're sure not from this planet. Man, the way they
What? What's the noise?
Hey, don't panic. It's okay. It was probably just a...
Hello? Oh, hi.
Hi.
Can you hang on one second, please? Hey, Drew, can you please turn down the TV? I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Mom.
Are extraterrestrials mentioned in the Bible? Has Earth ever been visited by aliens? To find the answers to these questions, go to AnswersRadio.com. You've just heard a message from Answers in Genesis.
Thank you.
Like a very apt song, I think. This is by the Talking Heads, who I feel like I've played on like every playlist for the last like but the entire semester. I feel like it's either I'm playing a David Byrne song or a Talking Heads song, which is fine. They fit into all these categories, and they're both great.
Of the bar. freaking way I'm going back to hell.
Guy's dead. You better believe it.
Well, I believe it, all right. But if he jumps up again like he did before, I'm gonna get the hell out of here.
Thank you.
creationist, and you say you're going to heaven, so why would you even be asking the question about creationists going to heaven?
Well, first of all, I'm not just a creationist. I'm also a Christian. Let me explain. There's a movement in the culture that's trying to get the idea of intelligent design taught in schools. Now, this ID group is challenging the teaching that life arose from matter without any intelligence involved. Now, while this intelligent design movement uses some good scientific arguments to challenge the idea that life arose by chance, the problem is the same movement tries to divorce itself from anything to do with the Bible. Now, while it's good to get people to question naturalistic evolution and even believe an intelligence is responsible for life, if people aren't taught who the intelligence is, then this could open them up for all sorts of false ideas. People might decide the intelligence is the Muslim God, or a Hindu God, or even a New Age God. It's not good enough just to convince people there's a creator. Creationists will go to hell just like anyone else if they're not born again. They must put their faith and trust in the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Imagine boys and girls sleeping on the beach side by side, unchaperoned. Now what kind of a society is it that would allow such a thing?
Having read The God Delusion, Dr. David Ashton, a British consultant physician, wrote to me on the unexpected death on Christmas Day 2006 of his beloved 17-year-old son, Luke. Shortly before Luke's death, two of them had talked appreciatively of the charitable foundation that I'm setting up to encourage reason and science. At Luke's funeral on the Isle of Man, his father suggested to the congregation that if they wished to make any kind of contribution in Luke's memory, they should send it to my foundation, as Luke would have wished. The 30 checks received amounted to more than £2,000, including more than £600 from a whip round in the local village pub. This boy was obviously much loved. When I read the order of service at the funeral ceremony, I literally wept, although I had never met Luke, and I asked for permission to reproduce it at richarddawkins.net. A lone piper played the Manx lament, Ellen Ballin. Two friends spoke eulogies. Dr. Ashton himself recited Dylan Thomas's beautiful poem, Fern Hill. Now as I was young and easy under the apple boughs, so achingly evocative of lost youth. And then I catch my breath to report he read the opening lines of my own Unweaving the Rainbow, lines that I have long earmarked for my own funeral. We are going to die, and that makes us the lucky ones. Most people are never going to die because they are never going to be born. The potential people who could have been here in my place but who will in fact never see the light of day outnumber the sand grains of Sahara. Certainly those unborn ghosts include greater poets than Keats, scientists greater than Newton. We know this because the set of possible people allowed by our DNA so massively outnumbers the set of actual people. In the teeth of these stupefying odds, it is you and I, in our ordinariness, that are here. We privileged few who won the lottery of birth against all odds, how dare we whine at our inevitable return to that prior state with which the vast majority have never stirred. Obviously, there are exceptions, but I suspect that for many people, the main reason they cling to religion is not that it is consoling, but that they've been let down by our educational system and don't realize that non-belief is even an option. This is certainly true of most people who think they are creationists. They've simply not been properly taught Darwin's astounding alternative. Probably the same is true of the belittling myth that people need religion. At a recent conference in 2006, an anthropologist and prize specimen of I'm an atheist buttery quoted Golda Meir when asked whether she believed in God. I believe in the Jewish people, and the Jewish people believe in God. Our anthropologist substituted his own version. I believe in people, and people believe in God. I prefer to say that I believe in people, And people, when given the right encouragement to think for themselves about all the information now available, very often turn out not to believe in God, and to lead fulfilled and satisfied, indeed liberated, lives.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Community Radio. I've been your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme has been Heaven and Hell. That last set began with a local band called Urban Ambiance and a piece called The Evil Twins, Urban Ambiance versus Urban Aliens. The band includes Bob McCloskey, Michael Bloom, and Chuck Yu. And then we heard from the Talking Heads and Heaven, followed by Tangerine Dream and Coronazon from their Exit album. Next up was Wendy Carlos with Heaven Sent from her Tales of Heaven and Hell album. And we finished with Kevorkian Death Cycle, How to Nuke Heaven. My closing track right now is going out to Savoir Faire, who should be coming up pretty promptly at 10 p.m. with songs from the Squid Pod and some of the best music of the 1980s for you. This is Tangerine Dream and a song called The Big Sleep in Search of Hades. Thanks so much for having me and my mixes in your home, car, computer, or wherever else you're listening. I expect to be back again next week with another sound collage for you here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson.